couldn't hear you say
he's dead.
Dead? Now, your husband might come in from the field and he says, boy, look how much I...
Sweated. Oh, I'm just wet with sweat. I've been sweating today.
Yeah. Oh, what did you call those kind of things? Maybe the kids would get on them or something like that. It would come to a...
Rise or a carbuncle.
I see.
Most times they call them carbuncles.
Well, they might call them a
boa. A rise or a carbuncle.
What did you call the stuff? How would you treat those?
Then they put a poultice on them.
Uh-huh.
Most if it's a carbuncle, draw it to a hedge, you know. And if it's a rise, you done the same thing. Then they'd open it, take a string and pull that core out of it, twist it in there, pull it out.
I see. You call that the stuff that drains out is called the
pus.
The pus?
Mm-hmm.
I see. Now, if something's not infected, it probably won't.
If it's not infected, it'll get well.
I see, but if something gets infected, you say my hand...
Well, if I say your hand got infected and it hurts, it's a pain or something like that.
Yeah.
And it won't get well. It's got infected, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, Miss, what would happen sometimes to when something got infected, it would
swell up?
Yeah.
Well, you call it swell up, you'll get the swell. You say, well, it's sore, so my hand swelled up, so I can't use it.
Can you tell me about what would happen? How you would treat that sort of thing? You say, my hand got infected in it.
Well, they'd have something, as I said, you know, they'd get some kind of weed or something like that. They didn't have no doctors then, mm-hmm. things like they didn't have anything. They'd put something on like that, a put on, or make a poultice and put on it. Go out and get this prickly pear, make your poultice out of it.
Prickly pear?
Uh-huh.
You say, my hand got infected and it's
swollen up, it swelled up.
Okay.
Out.
Now, when you get a blister, when's the best time to pop it?
Well, you stick a pin on the edge of it and let the water come out.
Hey, well, you know, if you got something like that, you call out a what?
A rise?
Well, if something goes through your arm, you say you got a
you mean, then you go.
Got a what?
Got a wound. You got wounded.
Yeah.
You got hit in the head or hit in the arm or like something like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You call it, but say, well, he got wounded today, broke his arm or whatever it was, you know, the thing.
That cut is up on his
head. You call that that's an operation on his head.
Three times for that.
Yeah.
It's on his what? It's up on his.
Well, that's a skull operation. That's called
the skull was gone from here to here and from up here down to here.
The bone was out of
it. When they cut the skin open, man, all that's holding my brain in the skull was just a little membrane over your brain.
Uh-huh.
And I was young and they scraped that bone.
Mingy.
They scraped that bone and put tubes in there. That's the reason these things here, where they put tubes, they ain't figured I'm going to live, no.
Uh-huh.
And they put them in there and scraped that bone grew back.
Huh. That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, his bone come out of his head for about 6 months.
Yeah, that little piece of bone where he scraped on his arm. It worked out of that.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll let y'all go on with your business.
We're going to get through with our business this evening.
Oh, yeah.
You want to try and finish?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we won't be much longer. Did you have a little kind of a skinless growth in there, maybe? Something that you have to...